I hope to be back in MA. So, what? What'd you say, Simcha? Simcha? Oh, what is this? Hello? Hello, yeah, hello, watching, all right. Well, we hope to go back to MA sometime. Okay, very good. Okay, that boy's saying. Is the camera recording? Yeah, he says yeah. Okay, so are we ready to start? We finished reading Hilchos Kiddush. We're just doing a summary now of Hilchos Kiddush. So if anyone knows any bits that we missed out and want to ask something, I'm happy to hear it. This question we asked last week, I couldn't get a clear answer about the gardens. It's a very interesting question. That means that's a clear halacha. You say Kiddush Makom Sudah. You have to have your Kiddush and your Sudah in the same place. Whether the gardens which are opened up are all like one, I don't know the answer. I've asked different people, it seems I've got different answers, so I'm not clear on this question. It's a good question. But certainly if the gardens are fenced in, and you go round the moshul, for example, you go through the doorway, let's say, you know, I don't know, whatever, then you have to go round to go into it. That's a problem. You have to have your kiddush for Makom Sudah. It has to be in the same place where you hear kiddush, you should have your meal. We said already last week, but the Eved, as long as you can see the place where you are, where you made the kiddush, it's all right, but it's not very good, it's not ideal. Okay, so before I go through the Hilchos Kiddush, is there anything that we might have left out that someone wants to ask about? No. The Hilchos Kiddush. Is the person going to eat upstairs? They're coming down. If they have in mind, as far as I remember, if they have in mind, let me just check it up here. I've got to stay over here. If they have in mind to go from one cheder to the other, I think that also helps. Let me just check it up here while I'm looking here. It's best everyone's together. That's definitely the ideal, yeah? Really, you should... Right. And they're going to come down and what do you call it? And they're going to come down. Let me just have a quick look. I just see this actually somewhere about the different houses. Kismuk Musuda. So I've got over here eating in a different room. You have to have in mind when you make kiddush. Now it looks like Musuda Chachir. You should see the place where you're eating. So it's not ideal, Taka. But the evidence is all right, but the chachila, one should have in mind to go from one room to the other, and one should see the room that you're going to be into. So if you're talking about coming down the stairs, you can't really do that. That's a problem, Taka. But the evidence is all right, it's not the chachila. The chachila, one should wait till everyone's there together. Okay, anything else that we might have missed out? Hilchos Kiddush. Okay, let's make a quick summary of what we do. You stop me if there's anything in the way that we haven't covered. Let's have a look. So, first of all, the Shai is where it's a mitzvah ben HaTorah on the cup of Kiddush. That's klar. There's a mitzvah ben HaTorah to make Kiddush on Friday night. The Shai is the Mogen Avraham says that one's Yotzer, his Kiddush deraisa in davening, when he davens. Therefore, when he comes home, he's only chayv in drabon on the kos. Which makes a difference, for example, if he's not sure whether he's a kesh or a kais, or can you have a ben yud gimel or a bas yud beis, you're not sure whether he stays sours, can he be mitzi someone who needs to hear it? That is an interesting question. that depends on the shayla. The Mishnah Berurah holds, though, that he feels very strongly that you're not yetzi, you're mitzvah min haTorah, you do everything together, ala kais. So even though you daven, but it's understood that you don't want to be yetzi or mitzvah min haTorah there, and you only want to do ala kos. Therefore, when you come home, you've got the same chiyuv as everyone else. You have not, even though you've davened, let's say your wife's not davened, it doesn't make a difference because you're all chayav min haTorah, because you've not discharged your duty in davening. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah Shita. Then we spoke about also the three parts of Kiddush. There's Vaychulu, it's Bo'i Pragofen, Asher Kiddushonu. The real one that's ma'akiv actually is the last part. The bracha of Asher Kiddushonu, which is the end of this minute, let's just get this minute here. The end of the Kiddush, where it's divided into three parts. So you start off by Yechulu, then you say Boyprag Offren, then you say Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvah Yisov Varot Savonu. That third one is imperative, actually. That's Mamish Ma'akev. If you didn't hear that, when someone's hearing Kiddush, and he missed out some words there, not Yitzah. The big shine in the poskim, can a person just add a few words in himself? Can you do Chati Shemei Ka'ayin? There's a big shine in the poskim, this actually. So Moshe, let's say I'm going to someone for Kiddush, and the person, he swallows a lot of the words, for example. But it's embarrassing. I don't want to make my own case. I want to be swimming on this person. So now I hear Kiddush from this person, but in a minute he swallows some words, and it's not very good. Can I just make up those few words that I have not heard from him? That's an interesting question. It's a possible, as far as I remember. It's not so simple what you can do. The Maisa, you could really, if a person's very worried about being Yetzer Kiddush from a person he was hearing from, really he can have in mind when the person says Kiddush, he can say with him, Mila b'mila, also with him, and have in mind that cup of wine or the bottle of wine on the table should be for him like the Kosher Kiddush. He could do it that way. So you can say really with the person Mila b'mila, and you can drink from his wine, you can drink from the coast on the table, that would also be okay. There's not a problem that way. That's if someone's worried that he's not being Yetzer Kiddush, the person's not he's not saying the Kiddush properly, whatever reason it is, and you're worried that you can't, it's embarrassing to ask you to make Kiddush yourself again, so you don't want to do that. So that would be the Eitzah. What you could do is you could you say Mila b'mila with him. There's no problem hearing from someone with a different nusach. You're a Svati, being much an Ashkenazi, or a Hasidish, being much someone else. There's no problem. That the Maaseh, the Apostle says, no problem whatsoever. Yeah. No, that's what we saw that in Hilchos Shomei Ka'ayinah, that it has to be, it works both ways. In Shomei Ka'ayinah, it has to be the Moitzi has to have in mind to be Yotzi you, and the listener has to have in mind to be Yotzi with the person who's making the Kiddush. If one of those ingredients are missing, you're not Yotzi Kiddush. They don't know this, but I've heard this. Sorry. I mean, I must say it's a very interesting question what you ask. I've heard this Ora before, but the Maaseh, the Mishmaru says, "Live it to Mamish Araya." We paskim mitzvahs suitas kavona. We paskim a mitzvahs need kavona when you do a mitzvah. The Maaseh, the Chai Odom says, though, that when a person, for example, says Krishna in the morning, well, it's not l'chatchila, this is not ideal. But the Chai Odom says that if a person says Krishna in the morning in davening, even though he didn't have the feirush kavona to be yotzei the mitzvah, but the evidence, it's okay. Because it's subconscious. What's the reason he's doing it for? He's doing it because that's what the Torah wants him to do. He wouldn't do it otherwise. If not for the Torah giving this mitzvah, he wouldn't do it. So when a person says Krishna in the morning, ideally, definitely, he should have in mind to do the mitzvah. But if he didn't, says the Chai Odom, any mitzvah which is clear, you're only doing it for the mitzvah, then it's clear you're yotzei the mitzvah. Here is a bit different, because it's a bit worse here, because when a person says Kiddush, he could be doing it to be yotzei himself. He doesn't have to do it loud to be yotzei everyone else. But I think very often a person does know, I don't know, you have to know what person, but the fact that he's saying it loud, and everyone's listening to him, the Chaira, he wants everyone to join in his Kiddush, that's what he wants. Yes, I must say, it's an interesting minute. There's someone else told me this, actually. I saw in a poskim, they bring this down, actually. Some poskim bring down. It's a good idea to say the hoitzi, the rabbis, however, to say this, actually, that one is going to be mitzi people, not to ma'or people. It's shy if someone didn't do this. I was asking, if you didn't do this, then can you assume the person being mitzi you? I have to check it up. I think if a person's saying it loud, everyone's listening to him, at the end of the day, there's obviously something he knows. What's being done over here is that everyone's listening to him. So obviously that's what people want to do. Yeah, but they're quiet listening. But does he want to mitzi everyone? Is that our case? I would have thought so. Yeah, potentially, I would have thought so. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Okay. The earliest time you could do kiddies, we spoke about also, is an interesting thing. The earliest time you could do kiddies is after Plaga Mincha. You cannot do kiddies before Plaga Mincha. It's very important. Now, this time... Yeah, both times. Whenever you've got Shomei Ka'ona, whenever you want to mitzvah someone in the mitzvah, it has to work a both-way traffic. The person has to be mitzvah to the other people, and the listener has to be mitzvah. That's what we said when we spoke about this last time. We spoke to Moshe. Someone, for example, is making kiddush in his house, nice and loud. He's got his window open, and he's making kiddush for his bnei bais. I happen to be next door listening, and I say, you know what? He'll save me a kiddush. I'll save a bit of wine. I'll be yotzei with his kiddush. I am in mind to be yotzei with his kiddush, but he doesn't know I'm listening. So he doesn't have in mind to be mitzvah to me. That's like a no good. That side for Friday night, side for Shabbos day, it will not work. You have to have in mind for both ways. Both ways have to be in mind. So here, the earliest time you can say kiddush is Plaga Mincha. That's the earliest time. Now, Plaga Mincha this time of year is about 7:45. You have to realize that if a person's very tired, for example, someone told me that, someone just spoke to me not so long ago, he said, Lamaisa, he's somewhere with a few people and they're very tired on Friday. They want to start eating at 6:30 already and finish by 7:30. They're sort of Shabbos. And they want to have an early night. Can they do that? That the chur is problematic. I mean, the ways maybe of getting around it. I mean, extending the meal to a bit after Plaga Mincha, but that's a different thing. But to have the main meal and to make kiddush before Plaga Mincha, a person can't do that. You cannot be yotzei kiddush before Plaga Mincha. That's an important part. Then we spoke about how to hold the cup. So a person can hold the cup. He has to hold it in the palm of his hand, in his right hand. And ideally, the Kabbalah, he should have his fingers around the kais, in order that it surrounds the place. I'll pick up on, that's what you're supposed to do. Now, also we spoke about how much wine do you have to drink. Very important, I look at this actually. So the chatchila, the person who's making the kiddush, he should be the one who has a molly lugmov. A molly lugmov is roiv or revius. Really, it depends on every person, but generally speaking, a molly lugmov is just over half a revius. So the smaller shiva revius is 86 mil. So one could be soybech on this for this shitter. One can have, let's say, 86 is 44 mil. One should have 44 mil of wine. Ideally, the mekalish himself should have this. That's ideal. He drinks the 44 mil, the molly lugmov. It's a mitzvah and a mukhah if everyone takes part of the wine as well. Everyone has a bit of a sip of the wine, that's also good. But ideally, the Mekadish should have the molly lugmov. If he can't manage the molly lugmov, there's two different shitters. One shitter is that someone else can have the molly lugmov for him. That's another shitter. That means one of the people being yotzei kiddush, they're listed to the kiddush. And let's say the Mekadish can't have the kiddush. He's not up to it. He's not feeling so good. He's not feeling so well. So he wants to make kiddush and he wants someone else to drink the wine. It's not ideal because ideally the Mekadish should actually drink the wine. But we said in a B'nai Bayis in a household, so it's respectable that the father makes a kiddush. So in this case, one can be so much on the shitter that one can use others to mitzdarif. How does one do that? So one shitter is that one of the other shomim can have a molly lugmov himself of the kosher kiddush. That's one shitter. There's another shitter which is even more lenient, that you can combine any of the shomim together. You can have more than one, you can have two, three, four, five, six, as long as in total from the cup of wine a molly lugmov is drunk, the yotzei that as well. That shitter we do rely on, so if one has to, one may do that. But the moshals, someone goes to a kiddush, for example, he's got a Shabbos morning, goes to a kiddush, whatever it is, he goes to kiddush, and he fancies himself, he's got a nice voice, and he says he's going to make kiddush, but he can't drink the wine. He doesn't like drinking the wine. That's wrong, l'chora. He shouldn't do it. I mean, he might have a nice voice, but it's better someone else makes the kiddush and not to rely on this shitter of giving over the wine to others to instar. In your own house, it's more coveted that a father makes the kiddush. So that's okay, you can rely on this shitter. But generally, when you go to a kiddush, normally there's no special shakes that you make the kiddush, then it's better if you can't drink the wine, he's got a cold, someone told me before he's got, someone lost a sense of taste, he doesn't know, it's too heavy for him, the wine is too much for him, it's too sweet, he doesn't like it. and therefore, he can, what do you call it, he should rather, in such a place, give it over to someone else to make the kiddush. That is, if he can't drink himself. Then we spoke as well. What, sorry? What? No, he has to have a molly lugmov. Ideally, he should have a molly lugmov. He should have 44 mil of the wine. That's what is ideal. If he can't manage that, then he can use, and he can starve other people. Ideally, one person should drink it. If not, other people could join together to make the Molly Lugmov. But the best solution is that one person drinks the whole Molly Lugmov. The Makadish himself. I think it's covered hakois. It's covered hakois. It's covered. Yeah, it's a mashu. It's a mashu. You make every bracha we're showing is made on a mashu, a little drop. Mamish is a little drop. And after bracha needs a revius and liquids or kazais and solids, but a bracha rishona is a mashu. Mamish, you have one little sip, one little touch of a wine, you might have to make a boy break often. Here's how it's covered her bracha, it's covered that a mole lugmov is drunk. That's the covered of the bracha. Then we spoke. I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if I said it over here. It's an interesting point. I was once at a chuppah actually a few years ago. The chuppah finished. There was a very choshba talmid chacham came over, and he said to me, nudged me on the shoulder. He said to me, "Now I'm just going to have some more wine over here because you have to have. I can't remember if it's a molly lugmov or a revius of wine." So people don't realize this halacha, and I'm going to finish off for them. Anyway, that's what happened. He'd had it. Anyway, I went back afterwards. I spoke to a certain rov in town over here, and I asked him, "Is that true? Is it taka true that you, when you have by chuppah, you have to have a molly lugmov?" It's a good question. So he said to me that you don't have to. The whole halacha of molly lugmov is only when you're mechuyev to have wine. By kiddush, there's a chiyuv to have wine, you have to. But the moshe, I don't know what's interesting, what he said, but by shel bracha, by the chuppah, and by the eros, it looks like you're not mechuyev to have the wine, and therefore there's no chiyuv to have a molly lugmov. And that's taka l'minig. L'minig is that they just have a sip. That's taka l'minig. Very interesting. Then the other thing we spoke about was Chama Medina. Very interesting. Actually, I must tell you, this shadow was negated to me a few weeks ago, believe it or not. It's always interesting when you give a shir. I had to drop off a meal by someone on Friday afternoon. Someone wasn't, he couldn't use house band, so I dropped a meal off. He lives somewhere not so near. He's out the area. Because I dropped it off, on my way home, I'm quite away from him. I get a ring. Throws me up. He says, I said, "Yeah, what can I do for you?" He says, "Shlomo, I've got a problem." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "I've got no wine in the house. I've got no wine." So I said to him, "I'll tell you the truth, it's a very problem. I can't come back to you now. I can't go to the shop now to buy a bottle of wine or go to my house and bring a bottle of wine back to you. I'm not going to make it in time. I can't manage it." So I said to him, "Look, you know, if you have to, if you can't manage, if you haven't got wine, you can use Chama Medina. You have to." I mean, the first choice is pas actually on Friday night. On Friday night, the ideal is that you should use pas first. If you haven't got pas, you can use Chama Medina. So that was a practical solution. Anyway, I just said to him that, you know, maybe someone nearby to you, maybe phone someone who's near you, doesn't live so far from you, maybe he's got a bottle of wine that he can give you. Anyway, the mice phone him back later, someone's going to bring a bottle of wine. But that's like an interesting shyly. He was stuck in the middle of somewhere, and he couldn't go out to get a bottle of wine. There would be an example of not having wine you can use. I mean, the first choice on Friday night is pass. If you haven't got pass, then, which is very rare that, the mice said, then you use Chama Medina. On Shabbos day, we spoke out that Shabbos day, since pas is the normal run of the mill, you start a meal with bread, and you're just making the whole kiddush, hamoitz lechem and aretz, so there's nothing recognizable that's kiddush Shabbos. On Friday night, where you say a whole nusach of kiddush, so even though you're starting with bread, which is a normal thing to do, but it's choshu, because you're making a special brocha, asher kiddushon mitzvah yisov rotz avonu, you're making a special brocha, so it gives a chashivus to the bread. On Shabbos morning, where you haven't got this, you just make a straight boi preak offen, or hamoitzi, or shahakol, there's nothing there, so bread goes down a level, and we tell you to make on Chama Medina first. That means the idea is wine. If you haven't got wine, then you can use Chama Medina. If you haven't got Chama Medina, use pas. And some say if Chama Medina is very choviv, then you can use Chama Medina even though you've got wine. When we spoke about Chama Medina, how much do you have to have a Chama Medina? So Mr. Brewer's shitty is that when you use Chama Medina, which is whiskey, beer, certainly Chama Medina, coffee and tea is questionable because it's a choshma drink, but you don't drink it as a chashivas really. And therefore the Mishnah, it's not clear whether that's called Chama Medina, but let's say wherever it is Chama Medina, Mishnah Brewer's shitty is that you have to have a kodesh which contains a revius, and you have to drink a molly lugmov. That means, according to Mishnah Brewer, if you're making kiddush on whiskey, there's no other solution but to have a cup which contains a revius and to drink a molly lugmov. other achronim, based on the Taz, we said in Hilchas Brochas, the Taz says that when a person drinks a little chayim glass of bronfen, that is choshev in its own right. And even though normally you only make bro in the foshes, rabbis, the brocha achronim on a revius, the Taz holds by whiskey, the whole chashiv is the smaller chayim ladle, that itself is already enough to make a brocha achronim. And therefore, other shtels suit to who I did for kiddish, to make kiddish on a small l'chaim glass, the choy is also okay, because it's got chashivas. That is the chashivas of the wine, of the whiskey, or the whatever it is. That is the chashivas, even a small lot. We said that l'chayra, one should have to drink at least the whole l'chaim glass. But others will make her, even if you just have a few sips, just a little bit of a sip. That's also interesting. That's much more of a chiddush. But that also seems to me a chiddush. Then we spoke finally about giving out wine to everyone as a mitzvah and a mufcha for people to join in having a bit of a kiddush and to partake of it. Do a chiyuv, but it's a nice inyan to have a bit of the kiddush wine. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, shkoyach. Good night, everyone. Kaltov. Bye. Yeah. Pleasure, cultivation.